Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's Thursday. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Really Excellent. Good. I'm actually fully recovered from my travels.
Oh, good.
I feel great.
Back in the New York groove.
Yeah.
Did you rest yesterday?
I did. There was actually a lot going on, but yeah, it was nice, and we got some weather this morning, so...
I know. Yesterday was a beautiful day.
It was.
I'm glad I waited until I had gone to bed to start raining.
Did you...
Seemed like it got it all out overnight, and I did maybe a little mist on the way in.
You finished that yard yesterday?
Didn't finish a yard, Vinny.
Oh.
We're getting there, though.
I
tried to do as you requested and showed you an unfinished portion of the deck. There was
Did you post that?
I did. I posted Dick and Chumley on Instagram.
Oh, okay. That was such a tight shot. I actually only focused on the boys.
Oh.
I didn't even notice there was anything else in the shot.
Yeah, there's an open stair and there's a, you know. They're installed. John has this, I'm sorry, Chumley has this whole thing about the lighting in the, which is great. Like, I could care less. I'm like, who cares if there's lights back there? But he's like, no, you gotta have great landscape lighting, and he's got these like custom pieces made for underneath the stairs. And I do agree that the stairs should be lit on the deck because Yuzette might come over.
Yeah, if only for Yuzette, you need to light those stairs.
Thank you.
Right. It's funny how many people we considered in making this thing.
You're
like
so
Tommy Igo is 6 feet,
yeah.
6 inches tall. So we actually raised a doorway up a couple of inches, so because he ducks through doorways, like he kind of automatically does. You're that tall. I think a regular doorway is 6'8". It's 80 inches, and he is he's the guy. He just always kind of takes it down a hair as he walks
so
through,
smart,
just in
yeah.
case. Well, I'm sure only takes a couple clunks on the head before you're ducking through everything. So this one doorway that we had, which wasn't standard. I think it was like at 6'7", and he walked through it, and I was just like, we can't, like, if he bounces upward, he's gonna slam his head, like, we,
and he's
know.
Such a lanky dude, like,
I know,
like, he's
very
all over.
Slappy.
Yeah.
And then of course, Yuzette, you know, we're like, okay, well, first of all, Yuzette doesn't like to really sit in the sun, because it gets too hot, so we have this one area that's like the Yuzette area. It's very shady.
Every time
and nice.
I go to your house, I find myself sitting in one spot.
Yep.
I just sit in that one spot because I know I'm going to be okay.
And the shade is happening the whole time. You're not in any path of progress. And
anybody wants to talk to me, they come to me.
Right. And then we're going to light all the stairs
yeah.
that are on. There's a few
Excellent
stairs on the
job,
deck.
Good job, Sarah.
Thank you. I'm, you know, just trying to make sure you're comfortable on the 4th mm-hmm. of July.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Hey, so what's the other thing you posted? What is that?
It's an avocado seed.
Oh.
And by the way, a lot of people are saying it's upside down. It is pointy side up. The there's like a discolored section on the top of it, so it looks
there
like
are
it's
enough
the bottom.
Avocado horticulture experts out there that they were able to point out you may have done this wrong.
Yeah, some people said it might be upside down, but I assure you that I did put it's bottom down. I believe it is anyway. I looked at it real close because it has this discolored part, blah, blah, blah. You know who got me kind of going on this is Bryn. He takes his avocado, and he has, I don't know.
He has a tree?
No, but he practically does have a tree. I got super jealous when I saw his, he was showing me these pictures of these avocado seeds that he's planted. He's got them, they're a foot tall, growing in these little cups at his house.
Show friend Chuck, who brings us avocados all the time. That's gold, man.
Yeah. Like, who doesn't want their own avocado tree?
You know, I know that Whole Foods has lowered
Ding
the
shame.
Prices of avocados since Amazon took over. But
right.
you still pay at least $2 an avocado.
Yeah. Right.
So that's
they're,
pretty good.
They're expensive. Yeah. You know, I know in Southern California, my uncle has a very productive avocado tree, like to the point where they just, most of them just go to waste. Like the dogs actually eat them.
Oh.
Like the dogs love him.
Well, sure.
His dogs are like, yes, I'll eat all these. They just lay there waiting for one to fall off the tree. I just don't know if it's warm enough here. But, you know, our,
well,
our local
Mill
guy.
Well, in Mill Valley, the East Bay is plenty warm.
Right.
And the extreme north, plenty warm.
Right.
It gets, frankly,
it gets cold every night at my house.
Most areas in the Bay Area get pretty damn hot. Right. San Jose is also super hot.
Yeah. So Chuck is a listener, a longtime listener of ours. Chuck, by the way, I don't think I've ever gotten one of your... I just want to call out the kids that go to the East Bay. I'm sorry, to the South Bay for the Toys for Tots drive every year. And you hand them that bag of avocados that apparently you say are for the whole show. But
we never
get any of those. Yuzi, have you ever gotten one of Chuck's avocados?
I have when he's dropped them off here at the stage.
Snap.
Oh, specifically for you.
Yes, when he goes
when
to
he
events,
drops them off here.
No.
Right.
Yeah. They never seem to make it home to us.
Whatever.
You avocado hoarders.
You guys are all up in the North Bay hugging on Gavin Newsom. All, look at us with the lieutenant governor.
And Johnny Mosley.
Right, and Johnny Mosley.
We do get the good guys.
Hey, we got free seeds. And those seeds are not cheap, by the way. And you got the free stuff. So, you know, it all works out.
I don't know. I still want the avocados.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll have to grow my own tree. So I've been... pushing Brittany to post his pictures. He's got this little heating pad that he lays. He puts his little cups of avocado water and avocado seeds.
Are you growing weed yet?
No.
Oh, you should get a greenhouse and grow some weed.
That concept came from growing little plants a long time ago. So I know about the heating pads and having them at the right temperature for them to germinate and sprout.
Oh. So you have grown
enough.
You have grown weed.
Yeah, like, you know. Just
we can legally grow 10 plants, right? Can a person grow 10 plants?
I can't tell you the exact deal, but
I'm
I do
it.
Know that it's hopefully because it's legal and because you can do this now yourself. I know we did it when we were in college and trying to keep that damn plant from getting stolen.
Right.
We had to put that thing on the roof when we weren't around in order to keep someone from
just cutting off branches and smoking them.
Well, and the thing, they're not always budding too.
Right.
So, and you still got to protect the plant because you've grown it to a certain size, and it was a whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think now you could actually do that in your yard, and you'd probably be. You wouldn't have to be fearful that someone's going to be boosting your weed stash.
I think I've told you that I had a friend who had cancer about, 8 or 9 years ago. And he's like a farmer.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness. He lived. He's great.
Okay.
He started growing weed at that time just because he thought, but he wound up never really taking to it, just not really being a smoker, but he loves to. He's one of those people that they can't just grow roses, they have to grow the prize rose. You know, it's got to be, you know, he's like a horticulturalist. Is
exactly.
that is that the word for
yeah,
it?
Yes,
is.
It is.
That ends up becoming, I think that's typical. Like, you grow good stuff and you go, you know, I bet if I just put a little more energy into this, they'd even be better.
Right.
It becomes a full-time job for some people.
He is that person.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't smoke,
mm-hmm.
But he does grow it, and he is apparently, like, you can, when you get out of your car at their house, I'm like, oh, did a skunk let loose in here? Like, it is. It's and they're hairy and crystally.
Oh, totally.
And it's like, oh my God, look at what you're doing here. And he'll tell you all about it and how he's got the females and you have to starve them of water a little bit.
Oh,
and he's got
God.
This whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, that's involved.
I had a boyfriend that quit his job.
To grow weed.
Oh. And so he grew it in this trailer.
Which boyfriend was this?
In this trailer.
Was this Timmy?
You had a trailer?
No, I was never boyfriends with Timmy, our girlfriend. Whatever.
All right, take it easy. So, was this the main
he
guy?
He always tries to force Timmy on me.
Was it?
Well, is Timmy the guy who smells like weed when
Timmy's
he comes by here?
Timmy's the guy who came here and smelled like doobie weed.
It's a logical question, Vincent.
Right. So, is this the main guy that you went out with all those years?
Yeah, this was Pat.
Pat
yeah.
quit his job and was mm-hmm. growing weed in a trailer, like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
All right.
And he was like, we had to get all the hydroponic lights from the place in San Rafael.
Yeah.
I
think it's still there. It's like
the freeway.
Hydra Grow or something.
Something like that. And it was
you can see it from the 101 when you drive by there.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, though. There was a time when increased electricity use was a sign that you were up to no good.
Like this infrared light, like they could fly over and see happening.
Well, and it just looking at your bill, it would show that something's going
on
there.
What's up with that?
Ooh-wee. What is up with that?
It's funny that just... what week are we in? I guess it was this week.
Dizzy. It's a little crunch. It's a little
We were driving in the Uber, I guess.
You mean down at...
Down south. And right off the side of the freeway was a giant warehouse for weed. And painted on the side. It's legal now.
Is that a dispensary?
Or just a grow house?
I don't know, because we just drove past it. Mm. But it was a big building, fully painted and clearly dedicated to...
Yay, it's legal!
Well, they call it the end of Prohibition. Right? I mean, the pot smokers feel like this is just like when booze became legal.
I was reading, it was a while ago, I'm not sure if I have this exactly right, but that weed was never illegal until Prohibition. That there was no thing about it until they outlawed it at the same time. Can someone look that up? It was something like that. Like, that was when it became illegal. Hmm. And they brought back booze, but they never illegalized weed or something like that. I don't know.
So booze would have been what, the 20s or 30s?
Yeah, 20s.
Weed became a big thing in the 50s.
Right.
What was that that one movie that was out? It was called
Weed?
It was about weed, and they were calling it
Reefer Madness.
Yes.
Yeah, they did it for kids, right?
It was like $5, you see.
It was a propaganda.
It was my credit card.
Movie, like anti-weed for the kids. And it's funny, I've seen clips of it, and it's very, you know, when your kid is on the pot or the whatever they... It was just the way they said it all, like, oh,
it
God.
It says, high school principal Dr. Alfred Carroll relates to an audience of parents that marijuana can have devastating effects on teens.
Yeah, well, what can't?
A drug supplier entices several restless teens, including sister and brother.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, now it's legal.
There was a lady
great news
that was at our last secret show that I was talking to, and she kind of whispered to me that she runs a pot
dispensary
in Santa Cruz.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, you know, I have this idea. Blah, 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 blah.
What's your idea?
Oh, I want to tell everybody.
Oh, is it $1 million idea?
No, it's just something that I'm thinking about doing.
Oh.
But
What could it be? I'm intrigued.
Well, okay, I have a question.
What?
Is it a pot model?
Pot model?
Ooh.
Like,
I could become an Insta-thought, right, Ron?
That whole over
we
there.
We were talking about Insta-thoughts yesterday.
What's an Insta-thought?
Those are the Instagram models, you know, that hoe over there.
On Instagram.
So I'm a model. You know,
on Instagram.
Yeah.
Insta.
Ooh, but I could put weed on me and
make a weed bikini.
Places.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I'll crochet you a framework and you can tuck it all in there. Oh, that'd be.
So I'm guessing that wasn't the idea.
That wasn't the idea.
Okay. All right.
That's too bad.
That's a thought, though. Thanks.
Yeah. Well,
that is a thought.
No, Scott Budman had told me one time.
Budman.
I know. It's not funny. I went and hung out with him. We spent a day together. Like when we were on vacation last summer ish.
Oh, I think you posted about that.
Yeah, like because it was Budman. A big fire that happened that morning. We were on one story, and then all of a sudden this fire broke. So then we had to switch gears and go somewhere else. But in talking to him throughout the day, he said to me one thing that stuck with me. He goes, if you're going to do something, learn it well.
Yeah.
Like, so his thing is tech, right? So that's his thing. Like, that's what he covered. He'll cover anything.
Right.
But his focus is
specialization.
And so now that weed is becoming legal and all this stuff, I thought, well, what could I do? Like, what could be my niche that I could learn about and, you know.
Oh, you'd have to be high
the time. I mean, I don't really smoke weed.
I don't think you do have to be high. I think the main thing you want to be able to do is advise people about the laws.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, obviously, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but so I started thinking, oh, maybe I should start learning more about weed and where it's going.
Yeah.
And then, so in talking to the lady that runs the dispenser, I was like, hey, maybe you can give me a tour and then I could start learning more stuff about it because she was really interesting. Not just, you know, to get high and stuff like that, but
no, people use it for all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and
you have
oils.
Competition though. People who love pot, and I used to be one of them.
Yeah,
they're lifers, dude. Like totally. I had to quit, but I grew up with a kid who, I swear to God, we were in. He went to UCSD. I was going to a junior college, but would always party with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I always slept in his roommate's bed on the weekends because his roommate always went home to
convenient.
His parents' house.
That's I know why a kid like that.
Yeah, I'm sure people are doing that in your kid's bed.
Yeah.
Or were. Now, not anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this kid, smart guy. His whole goal in life, though, was to stay high every minute of every day for the rest of his life. And he truly said that. And it was his goal.
And has he accomplished his goal to this point?
I don't know him. I know him like I'm a Facebook friend. We haven't hung out in many years.
You should message him and find out if he's still keeping with that.
How's the
high all the time thing going? So that's a guy who...
But it's fully dedicated.
Right.
Yeah.
All the time. And he's the guy who we had the plant and it was up on the roof. And then it was like, where's the plant? Well, it's in the shed because we needed to lock it up.
Right.
You know, he was fully managing that thing.
That was like his pet.
Well, it was all our pets, but it was, he was.
Pet plant.
You know.
Yeah. Particularly dedicated
I
to
could be known
the
to
welfare of the pet.
The plant unprotected, but he would never.
Yeah.
He was a good pot plant parent.
So what were you about to say?
But no, I want to visit some dispensaries since I've never been. Bryn, have you? You've been to dispensaries before, no?
Yeah, I have.
Well, and there's some, right?
I know somebody that I can. He just opened up a spot over there, so if you want to take a look at the dispensary, I can take you there.
The only time I went to one, it was before it was legal, and I needed to have a. I couldn't go. They wouldn't let me in. They let John in because he had a pot card. But
you didn't go. You know who I am.
Now. I'm sure they wouldn't give a rat's ass.
Hold on. Right. I've got Yuzette on the phone. Talk to her.
Yeah, Yuzette, get me in.
Well, that's her.
But now I could go. But
is there a media pass?
Yeah. Can I get just a media tour? Would that be all right?
It's the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, uh-huh. which effectively banned its use of sales.
The Marijuana Tax Act
of 1937.
What does it say? Wow, so that's after Prohibition even.
Yeah, it didn't catch big until, I think, like I said, the 50s, I think, is when they started to really
don't do
fight
it, kids.
It.
Right.
You know, like, oh, this is a big deal.
Oh, Vinny's hand is
my
up.
My hand is up. Yuzi, yes, this sir. Is the thing, I've talked to a ton of people about this, and this is the thing I find most interesting about the legal weed now.
Yeah.
It's the ones that you can take to help you sleep. I know so many people now taking pot. Not to get high, but to help get a full night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you can know about that, I don't know that you're going to want to advertise it for people, but if you're able to tell people or advise them, you know, anything, because most people who smoke, they're smoking.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who can't sleep probably don't know that they have options.
Right.
That are maybe safer than becoming a
NyQuil addict.
Well, no, it's
or addict.
Tylenol PM. You
right.
Know?
Yeah.
Like that's.
I know. I'm always afraid that I'll get addicted to something that helps me sleep. So I've really eat my. So John goes. That's why he goes to the dispensary because he takes these little. They're like little pieces of chocolate, and you break off a tiny piece of it, and it's. He's like, it just knocks me out, and I get a solid night's sleep.
Does he wake up groggy or anything?
No, he says it. He says you don't notice any difference when you wake up, and you feel good. You feel rested. But I am. I'm afraid because I just know myself. I'm sure I'd get addicted to it, or it would be, you know.
Well, I agree. I have the same thought process.
Thank
but
you.
For all the people who there's insomnia is a huge problem,
mm-hmm.
and if that could be.
Yeah. If we could rectify that with a little, you know, just a little chunk of, you know, late night chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thought.
Yeah.
Because I really, you know, not really interested in getting high.
But you're interested in this whole thing,
yeah,
clearly.
Just the movement.
All right. I'm so sorry. Again, we've gone really late.
we're
just trying to make this a lost actual
winning.
30. Hit the. Oh, hold on. This is brought to you by Lucky.
It's time
to. I felt so soft. Has been the last couple of days.
What are
you doing over there?
National contest is
guide. G-U-I-D-E. Let Yuzette be your guide to sleeping well Guide, G-U-I-D-E, 72881 is the text number. Text it there. By the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000.
All right, man.
Lots of winners. We Michael and Irene. Oh, Christian from Vallejo won yesterday.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Oh,
yeah. That number again is 72881. And the word is guide. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Guide.
I wonder what time that was.
I don't know. Obviously,
was it our winner?
Well, I don't know if it was our winner or Lexi's or Jane's. But somebody's. Somebody had a winner yesterday, which is exciting. We want more winners. We want winners.
We want local winners.
Yeah. Right now, your local Lucky Stores, fresh bone-in pork sirloin chops are only 99 cents a pound in the max pack, and pork spare ribs are just $1.49 a pound, only at your local Lucky Stores. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy it's Thursday. We'll be right back after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.